I'm a Markheim, a sort of angel, but not the sort with wings and a harp and a halo. Markheims are the black ops. We do things other angels can't or won't. Me, I'm a talker, subarchy, reverse curse. Upstairs pulled me out of retirement for a mission down in this soggy town. But when it was done, I didn't go back. I had questions, and the answers weren't up above in the fix. Now, I'm walking neutral, half fallen, in what we angels call the show. But I gotta watch my back, because things can always get uglier.
Previously on Markheim.
If you are walking neutral, Markheim, then I worry for your safety. Samael never breaks his bond, it's true. But he has a very nasty habit of making his deals much more unpleasant than his second parties expect.
I'll take my chances.
Well, I choose not to take chances. Therefore, I am leaving you these three dominations for protection. I wager Brother Samael will be less tempted to pester you with them around.
Where's Didge, Stank?
In the hospital. He cut off his hand, asshole. Says it was your idea.
Shit. Did he say if it still burns? Something strange is going on, Smiley. I think some shit is gonna go down if I don't talk to Sam. Where's the lowest, foulest place in town? Think nasty, hurtful.
Oh, the Metro Dig. They tortured a big, nasty metal worm to chew its way through Seattle's guts under Capitol Hill.
Sounds promising. Take me there?
Shit. Fine, let's go.
How am I supposed to get past these dom guards?
Jeez, Markheim, I gotta think of everything for you. Come on, just follow me into this Tully's.
And now, episode 6 of Markheim by Paul Mullen.
Maybe it's the dreams I've been having, or maybe it's that angels don't dream. Anyway, I figure it, I gotta talk to Sam. But how does a lowly Markheim like me dial up the devil? Especially when the Archangel Raguel has posted a guard of dominations over me. I follow my Spokane Indian friend Smiley through the Tully's coffee shop and through the back room into a long corridor deep underneath one of the harbor steps towers. From there, we make our way down into the bus tunnel, getting off at Convention Place, and then, with me now keeping unseen to any meat and Smiley playing his own engine invisibility games, we sneak on foot into the tunnel itself. Smiley leads me ever deeper into the underbelly of Seattle's Capitol Hill.
So?
So what?
So how far you want to go in? I told you this tunnel's got bad medicine. The deeper we go, the worse it gets.
Then let's go deeper.
Shit.
Holy damn. What's that?
I told you about that before we come down here. That's the giant metal worm that chews through Seattle's insides.
The meat's gotten fancier since I was last down. And what's that over there?
You mean the honeypot? That's a portable shitter, Markheim.
Ah. Perfect.
That's disgusting, man.
Pretty wrong, huh?
I'll say, yeah.
Very, very wrong.
Sure.
Okay, then, let's get started. You coming in?
Hell no.
I thought you wanted to meet Sam.
In that stink?
That's the idea.
Oh, man, don't stick your face in there like that.
It's okay. Angels have a terrible sense of smell. Hello? Is this thing on? Testing. Hey. Hey! Sam. It's the Markheim. Can you hear me? We need to talk.
I found the lowest, foulest, baddest, medicine-infested place from which to place my call, thanks to my good friend Smiley.
Hey, don't be saying my name.
Don't worry about it. So, Sammy boy, prince of air, lord of flies, I do believe a situation needs your attention. And so here I am, screaming into a shit-filled portable shitter. Sort of a metaphor for you, wouldn't you say? Portable, shit-filled shitter?
Is this really the best way?
Absolutely. Sir Thomas More once said, "The devil, proud spirit, cannot endure to be mocked."
Yeah, how things go for that dude?
They cut off his head, boiled it, and stuck it on a pike above the London Bridge.
Okay.
There's something happening down here, Sam, in this soggy, forgotten town in the upper left-hand corner of nowhere. Angels are dropping down from the fix like the flies you claim lordship over, like flies on shit. City's starting to crawl with angels. Hell, I personally got a bodyguard of three shadowing me everywhere. And why do you think that is, Sammy? This is still your city, ain't it? Sam, you know what? I couldn't give a shit. I couldn't give the shit currently sitting in this portable shitter. You figure it out with your own crew. I'm walking neutral, and I don't care to ever see you again. Yeah, yeah, Sam, that's right. I hope to God, that's right. I hope to the great AWOL anagram himself that I never lay eyes on your angel face again. You hear me? Do me that favor and stay right down there, rotting in the hell you created for yourself.
You done?
Yeah.
You got issues, Markheim.
Yeah. I decided to make the most of the little vacation Smiley arranged from my celestial bodyguard to pay a long overdue visit. Didge. Didge, it's the Markheim. You awake?
Oh, hey, Mark, what the hell are you doing here?
Just thought I'd check up on you. I heard you cut off your glowing hand.
Yeah.
But then they sewed it back on.
That's right.
Stank said it doesn't burn anymore.
No, that's bullshit. It still burns, never stops. But now it's so clear, like pure vodka or holy water or something. Cold. Like the whole hand is somewhere else. Somewhere beautiful, crisp. I'm not worthy of this pain, or I didn't used to think so, but now I know I am. Veronica says so. No one deserves it more. If anyone tried to take it from me, I'd kill the Mark. That's the God's honest truth. I'd kill you.
Much as I hate to say it, Didge, you ain't got that particular trick in you. Not even now, with your hand of holy fire.
I wouldn't know. I'll ask Veronica next time I see her.
Who's Veronica?
She's my friend. She's the one that makes the burning okay.
How does Veronica do that, Didge?
She comes to me.
When does she come?
At night. Late. In the middle. She rides me. She makes me come. The burning inside her flows from my hand through my body into her. And as long as it keeps flowing, it's okay, you know?
She mention anyone else?
Like who?
Like who sent her? Who she works for?
She doesn't work for anybody. She's my friend.
Succubus.
What?
What did she smell like? Think.
Spring. Thick grass and flowers blooming and wetness.
Could be a demon or an angel. Hard to say. Whatever this Veronica is, it may well feel like you now owe it a debt, and someday it may want to collect.
Good. Whatever she wants, I'll give it to her.
That's what I'm afraid of. One more last thing, Didge.
What?
How did you cut your hand off?
With a radial arm saw.
Where?
My brother-in-law's cabinet-making shop in Georgetown.
And who found you?
What?
Someone must have found you pretty quick for them to save your hand and sew it back on.
It was Stank.
What was Stank doing at your brother-in-law's shop?
I don't know. I don't remember. He was just there. I lost a lot of blood.
Yeah, of course. All right, get some rest. I'll see you soon.
Not if I see you first.
That's funny, kid.
Is it?
Well, that's just great. Kid goes to the perfectly reasonable trouble of chopping off his hand, only to get it sewn back on, and now someone or something is trying to get its hooks in him. Why? With the Rigel's doms guarding the harbor steps, I gotta find some new stairway to sit and think. For now, Freeway Park. It ain't ideal. Too boxy and claustrophobic. Too many juggalo kids looking for trouble, and too many blind angles for them to find it.
Hello, Markheim. Remember me?
Think so. Demon Choker, name of Mara, right?
That's right.
Wasn't sure at first. Hard to recognize you without the cowardly ambush.
Didn't think that was necessary.
Didn't you?
Shall we cut to the chase?
And which chase is that, doll?
You got a message for Sam? You can give it to me.
Oh, can I?
What's your problem, Markheim? I'm showing restraint here.
Whose restraint, your own or Sam's? No clever comeback? Speak up. I said speak up, Choker. No? Well, whatever you do, don't touch yourself.
What?
Don't put your hands on yourself.
What?
Don't push them down and then glide them up, feeling everything in between. Right.
I...
And don't reach them up to your beautiful neck.
Oh. What's happening? Why is your face...
Glowing? I wouldn't know. I don't glow! Now do me a favor, and this is very important, Mara Demon Choker, with your beautiful, strong hands on your own beautiful, long neck like that. Whatever you do, don't squeeze. You don't think there was a Markheim in the room with Judas at the end? Now believe this, if you believe anything, you sexy pile of sulfur. Sam loves you. Sam's not in love with this world or with his hopes of heaven regained. He loves you and all his demon horde and wouldn't ever betray you for a single moment in the presence of, say, Sar Iafiel, Archangel of Truth.
The fall is irrevocable. Sam can never go back. None of the fallen can.
Who told you that? Oh, probably Sam, right? Probably told you that angels are like demons and can never fall back up. Here's what strikes me funny about that. How come they still got wings? And you lousy demons got nothing but the crisp and the occasional ticket to the show.
But...
Shh. Don't squeeze. You don't think there was a Markheim with the kid in the wilderness? Oh, sure, everyone says it was Sam, but think about it. That's Markheim work. Now listen closely, darling Mara. The last thing I would want you to do is squeeze so tight that you choke your own damned soul down to the crisp. But you, should you do that against my better advice, then do me a little favor when you get there. Tell Sam I talk to him or nobody. Okay? Because like he and you both reminded me recently, things can always get uglier, right? Now, whatever you do, don't squeeze hard.
Next time on Markheim.
My eyes pop open. My heart is thumping. But there's nothing in the night, just the harbor steps and my domination guards. One at the top of the steps, one at the bottom, and one stuck in the middle with me.
Markheim!
Shit.
Hello? Anybody home?
Who's that?
Aren't you going to introduce me to your friend?
Don't talk to him. Don't even look at him. Just keep your heads down.
You want us to bow our heads to some meat?
He ain't meat.
Some demon, then.
Not bloody likely.
Oh, look at these little darling dominations. So fresh from the fix, they don't even recognize me. What do they teach you up there, anyhow?
Best get back to hell, brother. Touch him up.
Ooh, this one's spicy, Markheim. time. Is she your favorite? She'd be mine. These things are full of juice, you know. Just have to open them right.
Want to know what happens next? Join us for the next episode of Markheim.
Go to hell, crisp trash.
I can't go to hell, sister.
I am hell.
Now give us a kiss.
This episode was recorded in front of a live audience at West of Lennon in Seattle on October 1st, 2012. It was engineered by Christopher Stewart and mixed by Dave Pascal. Our stage manager was Lou Butler. Sandbox Radio is made possible by the generous financial contributions of listeners like you. Support the creation of future episodes by making a donation at thesandboxac.org.